السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Massive fires in Rohingya refugee camps reveal Hasina government negligence and failures. Translated. A massive fire broke out on Monday, the 22nd of March, 2020, in the Rohingya refugee camps in the border of the area of Cox Bazar in the southeast of Bangladesh. Has killed at least 28 people, according to statements made by Kiao Win, executive director of the Burma Network for Human Rights and Anatolia News Agency, at dawn on Wednesday. It also injured 560 others, and about 400 people are still missing, according to statements by Johns Van, an official at a UNHCR branch in Bangladesh. The fire left about 5,000 people homeless after the flames devoured their rudimentary huts made out of bamboo and tarpaulin. This is the third fire to hit the camps within 4 days, an official in the fire service told the French news agency, adding that the causes of the fires are still unknown. These successive fires in the Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh and the disastrous results and painful scenes that resulted from them prove the failure of negligence from the Hasina government to support the Rohingya Muslims and provide them with real care and protection after they resorted to fleeing the barbaric repression and the brutality campaign waged by the criminal Buddhist armies and militants against the Muslims in the province of Arakan for nothing except for their saying that Allah is our Lord. So their condition was like the ones seeking refuge from heat and fire. These refugees live in camps that lack the basic necessities of life. They live in fragile tents that do not protect them from heat of the summer and cold of the winter, surrounded by barbed wire so that the camps become like prisons for criminals. Furthermore, these barbed wires have been hindrance for refugees trying to escape from the fire and rescue themselves in the light of the Hasina government's negligence and failure. Refugees International said in a statement that, quote, many children are missing, and some were unable to flee because of the barbed wire set up in the camps, end quote, which was also confirmed by the testimonies of the refugees themselves. Hasina's government was not satisfied with fencing the refugee camps with their barbed wire and restricting their movement, but also transported thousands of them to a remote island prone to floods and hurricanes. There is no strength or power except in Allah. This negligence and the failure of the Hasina's government that follows the enemies of Allah and His Messenger and establishes treaties and deals with the kufr states that oppresses Muslims such as India is not surprising, just as it is not surprising from the ruling regime in the Muslim countries, which make their allegiance to the enemies of Islam and Muslims instead of making their allegiance to Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. We see them move their armies in response to the orders of the infidels in their colonial wars in Muslim countries, as Erdogan did in Syria and Iraq, and as the Saudi regime did in Yemen, while they do not move them in support of the oppressed Muslims in Burma, East Turkestan, Sri Lanka, and other Muslim countries. We see them opening their borders for foreign aircrafts, military bases, and companies to plunder the wealth of the Muslims, while closing them in the face of the refugees. And even when they open the borders to them, they place them in camps, many of which are called death camps. O Muslims, it is time to uproot these puppet criminal regimes and establish the Sahih Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate state on the method of prophethood, on the ruins of their thrones, so it rules by Allah's law, establishes justice, helps the oppressed, and takes retribution upon the oppressor. Women's section at the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.